We welcome into the program Jason Longshore, of course, at Longshoe on Twitter, color analyst for Atlanta United on the network broadcast. Morning to you, Jason.
Morning, guys.
How you doing?
Doing good. Feels like we just finished and we're starting all over again, huh?
It really does, doesn't it? It really does, doesn't it? Now we start with a new coach, Frank DeBoer. What can you tell us about him so far that you know?
Stylistically, it's not that different. You know, they kind of come from the same place, Tata Martino and Frank DeBoer, in the way they see the game, especially the way Atlanta United evolved in 2018, where it was more about controlling the ball, controlling the match through possession as opposed to pressing. The team kind of evolved from year one to year two. That fits right with Frank DeBoer's style. So I think stylistically, no big changes. Just going to be building that chemistry with a new manager and a few changes on the roster.
You know, we talked about that a little bit, about how the chemistry building and everything and how important that is. But do you also feel, even though it's the same kind of philosophy, do you feel that there's going to be a little bit of pressure on Frank DeBoer? I don't want to use pressure because pressure sounds like a negative. But do you think there's going to be a little bit of him wanting to put his own style on this club?
I don't think so much style on the field, but pressure is actually a good word to use, because you're talking about a team that's coming in as the defending champs. I think there's pressure, but there's also the understanding that if you don't win MLS Cup this year, doesn't mean it's a failure, because you have other competitions that you're battling for this year, and that's what Frank DeBoer is going to have to manage straight away. You have the CONCACAF Champions League starting at the end of February. You have the U.S. Open Cup. You have a Supporters Shield. You have MLS Cup. There's a lot of different fronts that this team's going to be battling on, and that's going to be his biggest challenge, is finding that balance.
One of the things the fans are going to find, Jason, that's interesting is that we do have a coach. He speaks, what, five languages? Is that correct?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Yeah, that's my understanding, too. And one of those happens to be English. And so we'll actually, and this is, I'm not faulting Tata Martino in the slightest, but it will be a bit of a change for fans of Atlanta United to hear, English-speaking fans, mm-hmm. to hear from the head coach.
Yeah, it'll be a little different. It'll open up some opportunities that we didn't have before. What I was impressed with was how the club really managed that situation last year and the first year with Tata Martino, with a lot of key players who didn't speak English as their first language. It didn't affect anything in a big way, though. We were able to hear from the players, hear from the coach, get their thoughts on things. I thought the club did a great job balancing that.
Have you heard anything about Miguel Almiron and as far as his transfer? Is anything going on with that right now?
All the rumors right now. They haven't found an offer that they like yet. But Newcastle United seems to be the club in England that is being talked about the most. And Newcastle's in an interesting situation. They lost over the weekend. Everybody around them won. So right now, Newcastle's in a relegation spot. And when you go to what that means in England, you're talking about losing potentially. Last time they were relegated, they said they lost $90 million when they dropped down a division. So you're talking about haggling over whatever the price tags are. And we've heard anywhere the difference is $8 to $10 million that they're apart. You could lose $90 million if you get relegated. If you don't bring in a player, Miguel Almiron's capabilities to keep you up, that's a big risk that Newcastle's running. So they're going to have to make some decisions, and they're running out of time because they have till the end of the month, January 31st.
What does your gut tell you, Jason?
If the offer is there that Atlanta wants, he's going to go, because I think that was the understanding from day one. You know, he wants to go to Europe. And when you hear the comments around the world too, you know, this is a situation where Atlanta United can raise their level around the world, their perception. If they develop a player who came from Argentina and you're able to potentially triple the amount of money that you paid for him to come here and then sell him on to Europe, that just increases the stature of Atlanta United. And in turn, it increases the stature of Major League Soccer, because you're going to see then other clubs bring in young talent and try to move them on.
So this move potentially is a big to do, mm-hmm. for Atlanta United, as far as giving us as far as American soccer is concerned, prestige and things of that nature.
It is, but what's great about it from Atlanta's perspective is they're not forced into doing it. You know, you see a lot of clubs around the world in this situation, they have to sell because they have to balance the books, they have to bring that money in. Atlanta United doesn't have to sell. They have a price tag they want to hit, and if clubs don't hit it, they can wait till the summer. They can wait till the summer and make a move then. The market's different in Europe right now because the winter window is generally where you catch desperation. Mm-hmm. Teams who are either trying to move up and they think one player coming in can take them over the hump, or teams who are struggling and trying to stay up, like Newcastle is. There's other clubs, and Miguel Almiron's agent said on Paraguayan radio that there are other clubs in other leagues around Europe who are very interested in him right now, and Newcastle has to make a decision.
Talking with Jason Longshore today, Frank DeBoer introduced as at around 11 o'clock as the new head coach of Atlanta United. All shows on the station are broadcasting live from the Atlanta United training ground here in Marietta. I'm torn. I mean, I understand what you're saying about raising the level and how it would attract more players. And if you could get a $25 million transfer fee, I'll just use that figure, Jason. That's not a set figure. But if you could get that kind of money from Miguel Almirón. But at the same time, boy, he really is that guy that stirs everything up. And when he's on the field for Atlanta United, he and Joseph, that's what – it's the dynamic of those two together that is so incredibly dangerous. As an Atlanta United fan, I understand the benefit of selling, but I don't want him to go.
Yeah, but that's the nature of soccer and where MLS is right now. It is in that middle tier of leagues around the world where you're going to have players come here and move on. What Darren Eales has said from day one is he wants this club and this league to become a league where players come here and stay, where it's not a guarantee that a young player is going to move on when that time comes. Not quite there yet. But I think Major League Soccer and this type of deal might help them get there because it raises that level and that stature. Major League Soccer can be, in my opinion, just below England, Italy, Germany, Spain, the top four leagues in the world. They can be right below that. There's no reason why they can't. Not quite there yet, though.
You know, we've seen a huge jump in soccer, and I know you've been here doing this for a long time. Last year was a big jump, and I think I read somewhere this year that there's going to be more MLS games, more Atlanta United games on television this year. How big do you think it could potentially be this upcoming season with them winning the MLS Cup?
For Atlanta, I think there's still like so much room to grow, and I think growing regionally is a big part of it. You know, you look back to the Braves and how they've been the team of the South for so long and all those days on TBS and being that America's team. I think Atlanta United can be that in the South. I think they really can, and I think it's already starting. You know, we see it with people who, you know, react with Mike and I during matches who are listening to the station, whether, you know, on radio or on the app, all over the region. You know, I think there's a lot of room to grow there. The other side is CONCACAF Champions League because there's nothing like it in American sports. You're playing internationally representing Atlanta, and you start with the Costa Rican champions, Herediano. This is a competition that no MLS team has ever won. If you go and win this and you go to get to compete in a FIFA Club World Cup at the end of the year against the best teams in the world, it's something we've never seen in this league, and we've definitely never seen it from an Atlanta team in any sport.
Do you really think that could happen?
Yeah.
I mean, with this team, the
Absolutely.
Way it's constructed, you could think that could happen because I can hear it in your voice.
Absolutely.
I hear it a little bit.
Absolutely. It's a tough road because you got as difficult of a draw as you could imagine because you got Herediano, who was the best team in the other pot. You know, Atlanta United and the Mexican teams were in one pot. You had the Central American teams and Caribbean teams in the other. And you got the toughest draw. If you get past that, then you're potentially going against everybody's favorite in the tournament in Monterrey for Mexico. So if you get past both of them, yeah, then you're the favorite, straight up.
Talking with Jason Longshore, as Frank DeBoer is introduced as the new head coach in a couple of hours here at the training ground to the team this year and defending MLS Cup. DeBoer's biggest challenge seems to me the first half of the year will be balancing that, which is one of another reason I want Miggy here, because he's going to have to balance lineups. You're going to have to play sometimes, I would think, and this is where I'm interested in what you have to say. Could you see MLS games where you rest Joseph and play Tito, where you're having to bring up Andrew Carlton and George Bello and play them in MLS games because you need to rest for the Champions League?
100%. And you look at the first month of the season, you could be playing 7 matches in your first month. Easily, if you get through the first two rounds, if you get past the first round of CONCACAF Champions League and you're playing 4 matches because it's home and away.
All right, so to that end, what's the priority, Champions League or MLS?
Champions League early. I think Supporters Shield is going to be incredibly difficult this year, and not just because of Champions League. The schedule is difficult too. And when you're playing these Champions League games early, Toronto went through it last year. They made it to the final. They lost in penalties. What derailed Toronto's season last year was injuries. You know, if you avoid injury in this, you can manage it with the roster Atlanta has. Andrew Carlton's going to have a big opportunity this year for significant minutes in MLS games early. I think Chris Gosselin is a player who we haven't seen at the first team level yet. He has that potential. Lagos Kunga, who had a good season with Atlanta United 2 last year, he's going to get that opportunity. It's going to be the full 30-man roster at the beginning of the season, and Champions League will be the priority. But those league games early, if you can get some points out of them with – what could be a mix first team, second team, it's going to be really impressive.
Are you excited to have the event today to see the new coach and And everybody here?
Of course he is. Look at him. He got here early. He got here earlier than he was supposed to be here. Of course he's
had
excited.
Had to come get here and talk to you guys. Come on now.
You going to fly to Costa Rica?
Hopefully.
All right. There you go. Well, enjoy the trip if you go.
Hopefully. Hopefully it's a good business trip.
Yep. Hey, get your game on down there. And man, it's summertime down there, isn't it? Just about still,
pretty
I think.
Much.
If you need a bodyguard, I'd be more than happy to go with you to Costa Rica now. I had some fun in Costa Rica.
Thank you, Jason. Do appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Jason Longshore. Of course, you can follow him at Longshoe on Twitter.